United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Shelley Winters. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. May it serve as a friendly reminder that regular saving is the high road to financial security. Ensure your future by buying savings bonds systematically through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Harry Sosnick of the Savings Bonds Orchestra start the festivities with a fascinating arrangement by Harry of George Gershwin's Fascinating Rhythm. Thank you, Harry. And now for our guest, the lovely and exciting young star of motion pictures, Miss Shelley Winters. She stars in an original sketch titled Cigarette Girl. We take you to Hollywood for the performance of Shelley Winters.
The main attraction at the Sunrise Club is not the orchestra, not the floor show, but the cigarette girl, Connie Summers. When Connie parades by...
Cigars, cigarettes. Salted nuts, confections, novelties, cigars, cigarettes.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, this is the story of a boss, a kid, a dog, and the cigarette girl.
Cigars, cigarettes, candies. Oh, hello, boss.
Oh, hi, Connie. How's the girl? How you doing?
Very well tonight, Joe. You've got a popular club here.
Oh, that's because I got a popular cigarette girl. Go to it, kid. See you later, huh?
Okay, Joe. Cigars, cigarettes, salted nuts, candy.
Hey, Connie, come here, will you?
Hi, Jane. How's the check room business doing tonight?
Awful. Look, the joint is jumping and all I got is empty hangers. Say, I saw you gabbing with the boss. What'd he say?
Nothing. Joe just said... hello.
You like the guy, don't you?
Yeah, darn it. And I think Joe likes me. Every once in a while, he gets that orange blossom look in his eyes, and I say to myself, oh, this is it, kid. And then he just shies away.
You know, these bachelors. They don't know when they're well off. Or maybe they do know.
Well, I'm giving up on Joe. When I get $100 saved up, I'm going to shove off for Florida.
Florida, huh? How much you got in your piggy bank?
$80. When I get 20 more, bye-bye.
Kiddo, I think you're being paged over there.
Is that a call or a compliment? I'll go find out. Cigars, cigarettes, candies, dolls, salted nuts.
Hey, Curly, I've been watching you.
That's nice. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Hey, that tray must be heavy, Curly. I'll make it lighter for you. How much for all that stuff? Everything you got in it?
All of it?
Yeah.
Let me see. About $15.
Here's a 20. Keep the change.
Mister, you bought yourself a business. Here's your cigars, your cigarettes, your candies, your dolls. You're nuts. Oh, officer, where do I hit the highway that goes to Miami? Say, what's the trouble?
The next stoplight turns south. I picked up this kid in the alley back there.
Well, I wasn't doing nothing. Just sitting there by the fence. Can't a guy lean against the fence?
Not at 3 a.m, and the guy's 10 years old.
I'm 12 years old. All right, 11.
Well, what's it all about, kid?
Since Mom died, I have to stay with Aunt Lily. And she don't like dogs. She went and sold Rex, a good old dog, to that man on the corner. Keeps Rex in the yard.
And you sneak out of the night and come to see good old Rex, huh?
Yeah, there's a big knot hole in the fence and I can reach in and pet him.
Well, that's not such a terrible crime, is it, officer?
I should say not, miss. Every kid ought to have a dog.
Doggone it, this kid is gonna have a dog. Will you let me handle this?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, but I thought you were going to Miami, Florida.
Florida, Schmerarda, Miami can wait. Come on, kid, we're gonna see a man about a dog.
O'clock in the morning, what do you want?
That dog you bought last week. It belongs to this kid. His aunt had no business selling it. How much did you pay for the mutt?
$5.
We'll either take this $5 and give us the dog, or I'll come back with a cop and get him for nothing. Vote for one.
Give me the $5. Do you know where to find the dog?
Sure, I already got him in the car. Good night, mister. I struck a little detour. Janie, I helped a kid get his dog back.
Oh, is that the dog the cook was feeding in the kitchen?
That's good old Rex. Yeah, I hope Joe doesn't mind.
You'll soon find out, because here he comes.
Bonnie, that's a cute pup you got out there. Too bad he spoiled your trip.
Joe, you know about it?
I know the whole story. That cop you met is a friend of mine.
Oh, he would be, darn it.
Had you figured wrong, Connie. Thought you were hard-boiled. Just a softie. We need you here, kid. Stick around. You can go to Florida later on your honeymoon. I'll see you at quitting time.
Okay, Joe. Janie, did he say honeymoon?
And how he said honeymoon. Boy, you're in, kid. Throw away your cigarette tray.
Throw it away? Heck no. I've got an interest in this joint now. I've got to work harder than ever. Cigars, cigarettes. Candies, novelties.
Thank you, Shelley Winters. That was a fine performance.
Thank you, Rod. I enjoyed doing it.
And I particularly enjoyed that last line of yours. Remember it? I've got an interest in this joint now. I've got to work harder than ever.
Yes, Rod. That idea ties in beautifully with this guest star show. Because it represents one of the things that make the savings bond program so important. People who own savings bonds have got an interest in the joint, which means they are hitching their future to the greatest country on earth.
Right, Miss Winters. And besides that, buying savings bonds is one of the soundest investments you can make. They're absolutely safe. They provide a wonderful way of saving for emergencies. And they pay a fine return. $4 back for every $3 invested at the end of 10 short years. And you know, there are two convenient ways of buying savings bonds automatically. If you're on a payroll, there's the payroll savings plan where you work. Or if you're your own boss, the bond a month plan, a free service of your bank.
Friends, no matter what your family dreams may be, a college education for the kids,
a home of your own, a fund for retirement. You can help those dreams come true with savings bonds. There's no finer or better investment in the world.
Thank you, Shelley Winters. Now the ageless lament of the lover. Harry Sosnick weaves a beautiful pattern of melody with the Savings Bonds Orchestra and What Is This Thing Called Love? During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented each week by this station as a public service. May I express our sincere thanks to our lovely star, Shelley Winters, for a fine performance. Louis Graff directed the play, and the cast included William Tracy, June Foray, Will Wright, and Joel Nessler, with Rod O'Connor as narrator. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and suggesting that you start today to make tomorrow secure by United States Savings Bonds.